I think, Ali, over time that there's been increasing community support, which has also been reflected as over the passage of time, reflected in members of parliament. But I think the most fundamental difference between this time and ones before is the fact that all of the other 16 times, if it had a pass, would have seen South Australia as the first state to pass these laws. Now, if we pass these laws, we won't be the first, we won't be the second or even the third. We'll be the fourth state around Australia. And the laws are very similar in each state. So I think that's given a number of MPs who I've talked to some comfort that we've seen these laws operating. They've been in place and operating for 18 months already in Victoria. And a lot of the concerns that people have just hadn't come to fruition.
Mm. This was really personal to you and emotional for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I think members of Parliament, like everybody else, we are a product of the experiences that we've had. I've always been a supporter and a strong supporter of the right for someone with a terminal illness to choose how and when they die in those final stages. But I can pinpoint the date that I think I went from being a supporter to knowing that I had to do more than that and do everything I can to make a reality. I think the 10th of August 2017, when my mum decided that she was in too much pain at the very end of her battle with pancreatic cancer and decided to stop all treatment and intervention, and to see the pain that she went through over that last week, I thought, I committed myself to doing everything I could to make sure other people and other families didn't go through that same thing.
Mm. And, Kyme, during this process, so many people have been sharing their stories with you as well, haven't they?
It's been remarkable, particularly the last 6 months. I shudder to think of the number of boxes of tissues that I've gone through on the phone to people. Those really intimate moments that people have shared with me about the those end stages with their loved ones, and some over the phone, some via messages, people who are actually at the end stage of their life with a terminal illness who are giving up some of those final moments to implore me and other MPs to make sure other people aren't going through what they're suffering.